extend the road long enough, they're going to lose to you.
So I took my whole family up there with me, and we just stayed at the station and kind of killed two birds with one stone.
Goofed off.
Spent some time with the family, but I was also available for response and coordinated dispatch.
Our meeting to come back to order. Shad, you're on. Thank you.
So this is just my monthly county fire wardens meeting. I'll run through briefly. Budgets are progressing as normal. Actually, they're beginning set up over there next door right now to do the roof that we approved, and they're setting equipment up, and I imagine they're going to be tearing things off here pretty quick. Emergency incidents, we were actually fairly busy in July. We had 27 emergency responses, so it worked out to be about one per day. A variety of different types of responses. We had some, we had one structure fire and some wildland fires and smoke reports and those, like carbon monoxide reports, which is not the usual time of year for that. So just kind of a variety, a little bit of everything. While we're talking about it, usually I give you a review of the previous month, but I'm sure it's on your mind. The eclipse went really well. We had three bad car wrecks over the weekend, which was down from what we anticipated for and prepared for. But like I was just saying, we plan for the worst and hope for the best. And our firefighters were pre-positioned at the stations and ready to go. And we had a quick response time, and things worked out really well. We didn't have any wildland fires, and so from the fire department's perspective, it was a good weekend, and we were ready for a response, and things went well.
Good deal.
From fire investigations, we only had one investigation last month. I'm drawing a blank on which one that was. Oh, it was the structure fire up in Bondurant at the cabin up there, across right at the highway there. Our prevention program is going really, really strong. That's one of the things that we did recently, was take the prevention job and divide the responsibilities up among a couple of different guys, and that's been a really good working relationship, where these guys are really able to devote a significant amount of time to setting up prevention booths and handing out brochures. And then our FireWise program is going really strong. If you look under the FireWise program there, he's been really doing a good job of meeting with all the homeowners associations, all the different urban interface communities in the county, and trying to give some input to those homeowners and try to help them out. So that's been going well. Smoke detector program's going strong again. I'm really, really pleased with that. That's one of the big pushes I have as a chief, is to try to get a working smoke detector in every home.
So who's doing that now?
So it's actually been divided up. Matt Hansen and Landon Collar are the two guys that are doing those installations, and they kind of go back and forth. And basically, at least two or three nights a week after work every day, those guys come in and grab a couple smoke detectors and go out and install those in the homes. And it's been a benefit for the community, and I hope to continue to push that.
Great.
It's been a big benefit. The training's going really, really well. We finished up the Recruit Academy 2 months ago, and then we moved right into, now we're doing more advanced stuff. And I think I mentioned this last month. Now, right now, the class is going on is the apparatus driver operator, meaning how to pump the trucks, but also how to work the big aerial ladder over there and get all the certification and training that the guys need to maintain that proficiency. So that's going well. And then, we've got planning already in the works for the next big class coming up around the corner. Strong there. Training facility usage is going well. We're using that training facility enough that we're having to pump out the septic pretty frequently down there. And I think that's a reflection that maybe we're doing good down there. So.
Does that mean the drain field isn't operating properly?
Actually, there's not a leach field down there. It's just straight holding tank.
Oh, so you plan to pump it out.
Yeah, so we, okay. Yeah, well, normally we only do it once a year, and we've been doing it about four times a year here in the last couple of years. So. But that's something that in our planning process is, we're looking at, do we need a leach field down there, and what would that take, and is it the soil receptive, and I don't know what that's. Yeah.
That's the reason why you got a tank.
I think that probably the soil is pretty foggy this year. Why it is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
So, we just keep doing what we're doing then.
You can use it to spray on your fire.
Let's not do that. Health and safety officer program is going well. We actually did a hazmat exercise. We did a joint exercise with Ultra and Tesoro, and they came out with the fire department, and everybody got all their hazmat equipment out, and we did a simulated spill on the New Fork River and put up some boom deployments and some PPE and just made sure that our equipment worked well with their equipment, and we had kind of an operating picture that everybody could know what to expect if we ever had a true incident. And so that went well. Cooperative services meeting, that's again a big part of my job is I try to meet with anybody and everybody and just make sure we're all working with the same sheet of music. And then volunteer hours were up last year or last month. Just a lot of activities going on with rendezvous and everything else around the county, and so all of our volunteers are busy helping out with parades and anything they can get their hands involved with.
Coming next is homecoming.
Any questions for Shad?
No, just thanks for a good job.
Yeah, really. They're all under control.
Know that we were prepared.
Yeah.
Glad we didn't have to go to extremes, but it's good to know that people were prepared and in place and ready.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I think we had a good plan in place. Just a quick update. I plan to do a phone conference with the other fire management officers for the Forest Service and BLM and so on. We'll do that tomorrow, and then I'll provide a recommendation if we need to continue fire restrictions or not after tomorrow.
Okay, good.
Another update, I've been working on the radio project, the radio consultant. He's actually already got a preliminary technical specification to me, and just got it to me last night, and I've been reviewing that, and it's a very well done document from what I'm seeing so far. That there's a lot of information that he needs some further follow up on, and what I'd like to do is schedule a meeting with the sheriff and Dave Smith and sit down and do a phone conference with them and try to be prepared for him so that he can make his site visit as productive as possible. And he's planning to come out about a month from now and sit down and figure out what the signal needs to look like. But progressing very well so far and very very quickly actually so far. So.
Good.
Okay.
The I don't remember the name of the company that was doing the frequency.
Easy Spectrum.
Easy Spectrum. Yeah. They're started and going.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I haven't got a feedback report from them. They said it'd take about a week or two. Yeah. And it should be done here any day though.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, I don't have anything.
Thanks, Shad.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
See you later.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Come on up, Ron. Next on the agenda is Ron Trowbridge, Trowbridge Consulting, talk about our mineral auditing. Roxanne and Janesh, do you want to come up closer where you can hear what's going on here?
I just came to listen.
Well, you might have questions.
Well, thank you for having me again.
Thank you.
Sorry it took 2.5 months to be back. It's about what it has been. I met with you on June the 5th and went over to Kimmer to meet with Lincoln County after this meeting. And if you recall, I was trying to audit on behalf of four counties in the area. And so after the two meetings on the 5th, I went to Sweetwater County and Uinta County on the 20th. And what has come about, again, I know Rob Slaughter through where I worked for him in the past. We did auditing on half of Sweetwater County before. And the county commissioners were very interested in what I wanted to do. And if you recall, there was one special issue that, as being an auditor for the state of Wyoming for the Department of Audit, one of the things I wanted to do was to review the audits as the department completed them on behalf of the county, so that if they have come across some additional issues like undervalue by pricing or transportation or process, whatever they found in their audit, I know they do not engage 100% of the company's groups, but there are audited groups that would actually pertain to the contracts that made up those findings. So what I'm getting at is I believe there's a lot of value being missed by the Department of Audit because they're not doing 100% of the company, and yet there are groups that are associated with those contracts that weren't engaged. Therefore, I would like to, on behalf of the county, estimate a value for what they're finding as far as additional value. That has been the issue that is kind of dragging this out, because does the county have the authority to hire someone? Does the county have the right to review the Department of Audit audits? And the Sweetwater commissioners wanted their attorney to start looking into that issue. And that is what has taken the 2 months, is he's met with other county attorneys, I believe. He's called the Attorney General's office to get an opinion, and I've done some work on talking to my old bosses and so forth, and they led me to where I believe it's still a gray area. It's not settled. But I knew it was going to be a big issue, but there's so much more I wanted to do on behalf of the county. That was one in addition to what I have done in the past. I didn't want it to hold up everything, and it actually is kind of holding up everything. But so the attorneys didn't want me to present Sweetwater County with any contracts, physical contracts, but I got on the agenda and verbally talked to them a week ago today, last Tuesday. And I presented three options of the contracts I have for sublet. They're one-page contracts. They're pretty simple. They're going to be the same language as all four if I do work for all four, other than there's three options that I presented to the Sweetwater County Commissioners. And I went through them, and they actually voted at that time to get me started and voted me. They chose option number one. So I believe they felt, you know, this issue will be settled one way or another. There's plenty I can be doing. And one of my concerns when I talk to the Sweetwater County Commissioners is, obviously, there's a statute of limitations. You lose a year every year that goes by. And I was prepared to start July 1st, which was my intention, a fiscal year. So we're kind of already 2 months behind that most, the furthest back year is 2012 that I could look at. That I've lost 2 months of actually looking for problems in that year. And I want to really concentrate on that year, because obviously that's the year we're going to be losing right away. So anyways, I'm here to tell you that Sweetwater did accept a proposal, and I don't know if you have time to hear the three, and I can tell you what they agreed to, but they're all the same except for the upfront money's a little different. It was depending on the size of the county and how many wells they had and how much to look at. And my option number one was to have $35,000 from upfront. It would be $50 an hour up to that dollar amount, and then I can't bill any more hourly, and 10% commission. But one thing I want the county, with talking with Rob and Slaughter, 16% of the money that we would find basically goes back to the county commissioners. That's just an approximate. That's what he threw out to me, that it depends on what the mill levy is and so forth. But that was a number he gave me, that whatever I find, 16% would go back to the county commissioners, and then the balance would go, you know, to the school districts and however it is distributed. My goal here is to actually get the money back. What if you went that route would be to get the $35,000 back before I saw any other money, as far as taking the 10% commission. If the $35,000, if I collected $218,750, that's 16% of that is the $35,000 back. I would not take a commission on any. So the most you're out of is $35,000 if I found nothing in a year. However, if as I'm finding things, then the money, I would not get a commission until after that 200 in that example. Then I start taking the 10% commission. That was option one, and actually that is the option that they went with. But I had 30,000 up front versus 35 for you. And The second option was $17,500, same situation. In that situation, to get the county commissioners their money back in putting this money up would be $109,000 that I wouldn't get a commission on of the first findings, that well, first collections. And this is all based on collections too. You know, I don't get paid unless you have collected the money and then it's distributed from there. So that is option number two, is basically $17,500. It's cutting the upfront money in half, going 20% commission versus 10 in the first option. And then the third option is just straight commission, 30% of whatever I find. And that those are the three options. Four of the five commissioners felt option one was the way to go. One commissioner felt option three. With this commission, they have no risk, whatever I find. And I want to stress, this is a point that I'm finding money that is probably going to be gone for good, because the state has looked at 2012 and whatever. They've had 4 or 5 years to look at that year. If I find things in 2012, it was going to be gone. You wouldn't have collected anything. Now, I really think the bigger potential of this is that issue I mentioned at the start, which is, if in that example, I brought this up in the first meeting, it was a lot to go over, but in the example of the audit, there was $100,000 that this person found, and there was two situations. There was a contract that the price was underreported, and then there was a purchaser. Every time that purchaser got the gas, it was undervalued. What I'm saying there in that situation is, I know there are other wells that weren't engaged by the state that are affected by those contracts, and I guarantee you they were undervalued also, but they weren't engaged, so they aren't assessing them any money on that. That's where I want to come in at the point of, as I mentioned before, there's a preliminary issue letter that goes out to the company that the department's looked at for three different internal reviews, looking for, you know, cleaning up the audit and so forth, and they have said, okay, this is what we feel the company owes. This is a preliminary issue that are going out to the company. At that point, I haven't, you know, interfered with anything. I let them do their audit. I can prepare. I want to know what audits they're doing, what properties they're looking at, so forth, to be prepared for when they do finalize the audit, that I, if they have issues like that, say, what about these wells here that are affected by the same? If I see the information, that's why I want to see the information. These groups here were not engaged, and they are a part of that contract too. So there's a lot of value in, you know, potential problems there to be found. It's something nobody's ever done before. That's what the issue is. Now, that's why it's a big issue, whether the county has that authority to do that or not. But
so a couple of questions, Ron. Yeah. What do you see as the process? If you look into this, you find something, do we then present it to the Department of Audit? They review it and say, yeah, you found more? Or how does the process work?
The Department of Audit audits on behalf of the Department of Revenue. So it's the Department of Revenue that I would be working closely with, and what we had done when we worked for the counties before, they had a person that basically started handling the findings that we had in the past, and we say, we'll put these are the wells in question, this is the value, whatever the issue is, that kind of thing, and they will actually notify the company on our behalf or the county's behalf. And so it's through the Department of Revenue that this authority has to happen to be able to do that part of it. And what I just wanted, I think where we're at with the issue is that there's nothing that says you can do it, nothing that says you can't do it, is where I think this whole thing is at, you know. And so what I found in the confidentiality part of the statutes, that when I was talking to the director of the Department of Audit, he said, you need to talk, well, I knew that, but you need to, it's revenue, or Department of Revenue, you got to go through with this. But there is this paragraph in here in the confidentiality administration, if you don't mind me reading it. Upon prior notice to the taxpayer, information may be released by the department, that's the Department of Revenue, upon written application to other governmental entities if the governmental entity shows sufficient reason to obtain the information for official business. What I'm saying is this value that's not being, you know, the county is entitled to the value of that, of the all groups, not just what they ended up engaging in their audit. So that is my personal opinion. I don't know where it's going to go. I know that's going to ruffle some feathers, actually, with the companies and so forth. All I'm looking for, trying to do in this situation, is find additional value that the state wasn't going to have time for or do, and that again is one issue. There's other problems that I would start immediately until that is resolved. In fact, I think if I am able to review audits of the Department of Audit, that I would be doing that full time. I would hire somebody to do the looking at 2012, whatever, work forward. I've already started working on the Conservation Commission as a source of information. I've been putting things together for 2 months, basically. There's 97 different, and this is for all four counties, but 97 different operators that produced in 2012. And a lot of them are the same companies in all four, and some of them are in two, and so forth. I have companies in mind that I would start tomorrow if I was able to have a contract that actually allowed me to start reviewing what the company has paid. I can't do that. We had that authority before to be able to look at what they reported and paid. Obviously, we got to know what they paid on and what in order to, if there's any value missing or volumes missing or whatever. So I can start that part tomorrow.
I guess another question came to my mind when during your first part of your presentation, the commission part. Yes. Does that apply just to the county share, or is that the total amount?
Say the first. Let's just use the first example. The $218,750 is collected, and what I get, your 16% roughly would cover then that $35,000. That's why I came up with that number, just to use that 16 for every county. I don't know if it's technically the same or not, but that's what I went with as a basis. And I would not get a commission on that $218,000. I've got my $35 through hourly up to that dollar amount.
I understand that. But
after that,
percentage commission be based on the total amount you find or on the 16% of the county share?
It would be total amount. No, it's... like $1 million would be $100,000. The difference, the $900,000 after this was done, the 200, we reached that 218. After that, if I found $1 million, then $100,000 would be, to me, $900,000 would be 16% of $900,000 in addition, and then wherever.
For the sake of understanding, if let's say we're talking about $1 million.
Right.
The county gets 16% of that. That's the figures we're using.
Right.
Which is $160,000.
Right.
But then we turn around and owe you 10% of the million, not 10% of the $160,000.
Right.
So in other words, you're getting...
No, I have to find... I have to...
I understand. Yes. But just... For $160,000, we're giving you $100,000, we're getting $60,000.
You're going to get your 35 that you
understand on the first part.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. No.
Yeah, that's the math I was
getting. I think I would like to.
You're getting 5/8 of what we get.
Let our county attorney kind of review these three options.
I have a question.
I want input from Janice and Roxana on what their questions are.
We are surprised. If I'm not looking, and I think the word is an abatement that comes from the oil companies, that they have overpaid us. Now we're trying to reverse the tables and do the same thing, that they underpaid us. Am I correct? And you're looking for that underpayment, for that money.
I'm looking on behalf of the county. If the state did the Department of Audit did an audit. They found credits. Rather than they didn't have any findings, there actually was a credit found in the audit. The company, I'm not going to do this work to give them more of a credit. That I'm working for the county on behalf of the county. They should realize that they could amend now based on that audit. But what about these groups that weren't part of what you audited? They were part of that, you know, and we over-reported there. That's not what I'm looking for here.
And that's not where I'm going. Okay. Where I'm going is the fact that the minute, and you made the comment earlier, that they're not going to be happy about this. And the minute that this you show up at the doorstep and say that you underpaid the county, a school district, to whoever, this amount of money, their first call is going to be to their lawyer. What? And we're going to be in litigation because of $100,000 or a nickel. It looks to me like, to prove a point, that they don't want anyone. They want to be able to do it to us. They don't want us to be able to do it to them. Does that make sense?
I don't know where you're coming from.
Yeah. And so that's what I'm thinking about. And so I go along with Joel. I would really like our lawyer to look at this and be able to say, yeah, this is not a bad idea. Okay. But, ladies?
Absolutely. Yes.
Help me here.
You kind of answered one of them. I, as an assessor, have some ethical concerns about only looking for increased revenue. So how do you address that? I mean, if you find something that is negative and the commissioners have hired you only to find the positive, it seems like an ethical dilemma to me.
There can be a little bit of an answer. I'm not recreating an audit. We're talking about doing the review of the Department of Audit's audits. I am not recreating. I'm not going to do a full blown audit of. And that's why I like calling it a review, because that's really what it is. I don't have time. They take 2-3 years to put a big company together. I am not spending 2 or 3 years recreating credits or recreating findings. Where I'm going with that only is they've identified two obvious, or one, or five, or whatever the issue is, five obvious issues that the company is already looking at also, and they're either agreeing with it or not. If they agree with it, I'm agreeing. I don't want the counties to get caught up in anything, but if they settle and say, yeah, that was the wrong price for that contract, and you're right, okay, how about the other 10 groups or 10 wells or whatever it is? I'm looking at the Department of Audit's audit. They spell out what kind of findings they have, credits, debits, whatever, and that's what I'm concentrating on. Okay, you've identified this. They've responded and said, you know, you're right, we underreported that or whatever the situation is. Now, if it is a credit, I'm not looking at 100% of what the auditor put together either. So I'm not going to look at thousands of purchase statements to verify that there's a credit due also on that. I mean, I'm taking what the state is saying is the issues and trying to apply that to groups that would apply to the same situation had they been engaged. It's a big hole to me that the counties are losing money on something that, because in the situation I mentioned in June, they engaged 10% of the wells, or groups, I should say, groups. They had engaged 27 groups out of 260 that they operated in the four counties.
Right.
What I'd be looking at is if that contract is affected by any of those other groups that were not engaged. That's as simple as where I'm going with this. I'm going to identify those, and then I'm going to estimate an additional value based on what the state found. Now, if they appeal it, then, you know, I'm not going any further with it either until it's resolved.
So it seems like, say, you reviewed this audit and you found $500,000 of taxes that were underpaid. Mm-hmm. Is it not true then that the county share of that is 16%, but doesn't this also benefit the school, the state, everybody that gets paid taxes. So, so would it not be a logical question to the Department of Revenue to ask them to share in payment of the commission? Since they benefit from it more so than the county.
I am 100%
why should the county be stuck with all the commission?
I agree 100% with you. When we did it in the past, you know, we ended up finding, I think Rob mentioned $20 million at one point for Sweetwater County. We worked for them for a number of years. And free auditing, whatever we find in value or missing production or whatever, I guarantee you the severance tax was underreported the same way. And so the state benefited from all the state, you know, and we're part of the state too, but all the state did for us in the past and all of we'll probably get out of them at this point. I would love to have them pay half of what I find because they're actually making as much as the counties would.
Sure.
I am all for that. All they ended up doing for us last time was give us office space in the Hersler building.
Really?
And that is all they did. Well, and this was 20 years ago, though.
Yeah.
And I don't, you know, I don't know what their reaction would be at this time. But if there is a way for it to be spread about, I think that is the right way.
I think that's something we would like to look into.
Sure.
Have some time to think about it, talk to our county attorney, and then have some further discussion.
Absolutely.
Questions for
I guess my only concern is the fact that 96% of our tax base comes from the oil companies. And I feel a little bit guilty of looking for some more, if that makes sense. They're already flipping the bill, almost 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we are living on for our roads, for everybody here, our schools, everybody here in the county. So it's just a thought.
I understand that. I actually do.
It's a difficult pill to swallow. If I was an oil company, I would be saying, we already paid this amount of money because through taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, they didn't pay completely. I don't know. It's just, I'm thinking out loud.
No, I agree with a lot of that. It's raising a big issue. It really is, as far as does the counties have that authority. But the other part of this is what we did in the past. I didn't do, you know, I was an auditor for the last 10 years, and this is why I realized the counties have been missing money here. Right or wrong, there was more value due, is my thought on that. If they agree to the findings of the audit, then there was value missed because we didn't engage everything. If they were engaging 100% of every company or whatever whoever they looked at, that would be one thing.
Yeah.
But they're not, and they won't, and they won't look at everybody. So this was one area beyond, and the other area is more in line with what I want to do is if I was able to prove, for instance, for an example, that through the Conservation Commission, that there's amendments coming into the Conservation Commission all the time. They're going back into other years and amending. It can be higher or lower. I'm not saying that. Or they didn't report a well for a couple months because it's brand new. But then they come back, and 3 months later, they report it, but their accounting center did not report those first couple months. They're pretty cut and dry. That's what we were finding before. The $20 million we found before was things like that that were very obvious. And the companies looked at it and said, you're right. Well comes on in October of 1 year, and nobody's reported to conservation until March of the next year. They go back and amend and report those 2 months. The company didn't go back and report October, November, December of the year before. And those are the best producing months that there are of the well, you know, those kind of things. Those are very obvious things that we were finding in the past, and I would still be looking for that. And in what we did before, 95% of what we found, companies looked at and said, you're right. Maybe our value was a little different. Maybe they had a little different price, you know, $45 a barrel, and we used 44 and a half, whatever. It was very close. We look at it to see if it's legitimate, that kind of thing.
So 95% of what we found, didn't the companies paid, you know, looked at it. They have a right to look at it and agreed with what we found. Now, there will always be those 5% of the companies out there that we dealt with in the past. We had a case go to the Wyoming Supreme Court twice, all remanded back to the Board of Equalization to start all over again, and went back to the Supreme Court, and we won. But it took 15 years to collect on that. It was because of who the company was. Yeah. They would fight you on anything and everything. And so there will be that. There will be that.
Well, we appreciate your presentation. Oxetta, do you have anything?
No.
Janice, any further questions?
No.
Any further questions from the commissioners?
Please share if you think of something.
Okay, well, thank you. And
I'll leave a copy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I didn't get one for everybody.
That's
I have
okay.
One of the three of them.
Mary will get them out to us.
Yeah. Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
We got 5 minutes. Do you want to break before Casey, or do we want to move through Casey?
Let's just roll on.
Casey, come on up.
Sure. Well, there's three.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
So, clips went well, pretty uneventful. I think Shad probably gave you his report. Calls for service really didn't increase a whole lot for us. We were mainly just dealing with our everyday calls, you know, local complaints, that kind of thing. I have some statistics, and Stephen, I'll double check to see if I can email these to you. I don't see why I can't, but really interesting. So Sunday, this is through the Wyoming Department of Transportation, their road counters. Now, particularly, this does not take into account local traffic or commuting traffic, but Sunday was our largest gain. This is based on a 5-year average. We had over 8,500 vehicles into Sublette County. I do not have, this does not take into account Monday either, so this is Wednesday through Sunday, but we estimate just under 25,000 vehicles into Sublette County from Wednesday through Sunday.
Above and beyond normal.
Yeah.
Wow.
State average saw an increase over 27% Wednesday through Sunday. Again, looking at just under 500,000 vehicles. Colorado Department of Transportation did a manual vehicle count on Sunday. Vehicles coming into the state of Wyoming northbound at I-25, 3,453 vehicles an hour. So just a kind of an indication of what impacted us. Of course, the larger areas that were impacted, Teton County, Natrona County, and then Laramie were the three largest counties impacted. So other than the increase in traffic, really, I mean, calls for service, again, were pretty null. We have had several searches, two of them this morning. We rescued a gentleman with some heart issues up on a high line, and then we currently are working a separated missing party up in the Sawtooth. So, yeah, that's all.
That's nothing compared to what it could have been.
No.
Any gentleman on the High Line Trail, is that what you're talking about?
So there's a gentleman on the High Line Trail that had some heart issues. We took the search and rescue helicopter up there, ended up just transporting him right to the clinic, and then the clinic's looking him over and determining where to send him. So that was this morning, and then while that was happening, we got another call of a separated party from a campsite. And they haven't seen him since last evening. Mm-hmm. So we're currently working on that, trying to locate him. And again, that's up in the Sawtooth. So.
Do you know if we had any significant increase in citations, traffic citations?
Yes. Yeah, I do know that. I don't have the numbers, but yeah, lots of speeding.
We have more people in jail.
Yeah.
There was. Did you put somebody in jail?
We did.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Other than that, any questions?
No, good job.
Well, thanks for the job.
Yeah,
we're
thanks
all
for being prepared.
Well, just yeah, and I think that was the big thing. All the parties involved, from the Forest Service to, you know, the fire to Sheriff's Office to State, BLM, everybody worked together. Everybody was prepared to make it a successful, safe event. So.
And it wasn't a hoax.
No. Yeah. It actually happened.
You know, it did. And people did show up.
Yeah. So, no, that's all I had. Thank
well,
you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Jesse.
Yep.
Mr. Chairman, would you like to start?
We just as well start vouchers and go through old business.
Monday was just like a mass exodus.
Ouch.
Right. Who's this from?
When you go home.
It's good to know this.
Thanks, man. All right, let me mention it.
Can you stamp and give old business at the same time?
I can. I guess in old business, I only had one question. It's for you. Anything on the realtor and the...
I have the appraisal.
The appraisal. How does that process work now?
Well, we have an appraisal. I would imagine you guys would want to look at that.
Okay.
And then decide how you wanted to proceed, if you wanted to invite a offer or...
Do we advertise
sand,
to invite a draw
you're talking
yeah.
about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or is it still, do we still want to do it?
And we can, well, and we can visit with, yeah, exactly. You might want to, we were approached on another piece of property about a year ago. And after looking at the appraisal, we're just like, you know what, we want to, let's just not do this.
Okay.
You know, so you need to decide if you want to do something.
So the first thing we do need to do is look over
yeah,
the appraisal.
Anything else, Mac?
You know, I don't have anything else.
Okay.
Your Commissioner's Corner.
Oh, I went to Commissioner's Corner because Doc was he was doing something else. And
the county's business.
The county business, yeah. And had a lot of good questions about many different subjects, but there's been very, very good attendance at that, which I lost a wager on. And it's all because we've done it after lunch at the senior center. So it's announced, and everybody
so
has
they're there
lunch.
Anyway.
Yeah.
They're there anyway, and so... Is there one behind that? So everybody shows up, and what's amazing to me is, of course, there's regulars that come every time, but there's always new people. And it's not so much they have something to, they just come to listen. And so it's been very successful.
It's been a good program.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah. Good.
But that is all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Tom?
So on the CenturyLink deregulation, heard from Christian Lee with CenturyLink. She's coming to meet with us. At 9 a.m. on September 1st, whoever would like to join me, I believe Albert Summers will be there, and I am Matt Murdoch. So far. In her comments back to us, she said that Sublette County, let me read it to you. Mm-hmm. petition asking to deregulate does not include Sublette County. Our request is for the legacy quest areas in the state that are listed in our documents before the PSC additionally our presentation. Anybody that would like me to forward this email to them, I will.
Please. Yeah, just send it to all of us.
Okay.
So basically what she's saying is deregulation
of legacy quest.
Wait a minute. You said deregulation doesn't apply to Sublette County. Our petition asking to be deregulated does not include Sublette County. Okay.
So I'll forward that to you.
Thank you.
Anybody that would like to join us in that meeting on September 1st at 9 o'clock?
Where's it going to be? Library?
Okay. Yeah, I believe it was the library in the conference room.
That will help me get my wood spread. I'd like to come.
So well, hey, what, that's the day I am off, so go ahead and go.
Nothing else comes to mind right now.
Okay,
Chairman.
Dave?
A couple things. Billy and Mac and I did meet with the folks out at the landfill that Monday following our last meeting. I think I adequately outlined to them our position in terms of hiring our appointee. Pat Johnson is lead operator, and that there's clear understanding that this is a 90-day trial period. The meeting lasted about an hour and a half. There was good participation in there, and there will be a follow-up meeting the second Monday in September in terms of progress and concerns. But I think it was a very positive meeting. The only other thing I have is that the Tuesday that Mr. Lawhauser was taken over for me at the commissioner's corner, we were doing the interview process here in the courthouse on a candidate for county zoning.
Okay.
And that went well, and that's all I have to report. Thank you.
Thank you. The only thing I got to report on is the last meeting I left early and attended a meeting with the Forest Service and stock growers, wool growers were both involved. Region 2, Region 4 supervisors and deputy supervisors, all the district rangers from everywhere were there. And the discussion centered on the need to expedite the planning process, a little bit similar to what's going on with BLM. How do you shorten the length of time it takes to do a EA or an EIS, that sort of thing. Very interesting meeting. It appears that the Forest Service at least is assuming that they're at some point going to be directed to do a lot of the similar things that BLM is being directed to do in terms of increasing the input from local governments. Talked quite a little bit about monitoring because of the involvement of stock growers and wool growers, a lot of concern about how monitoring data was collected and not used or not used appropriately, that sort of thing. Worthwhile meeting to attend.
Is this coming from Mr. Zinke in Washington?
No.
The new administration?
No, it's coming. There's concern that the direction from the new administration is going to be similar from what's coming from Zinke. But at this time, we have just learned yesterday we've got a new Forest Service chief appointed as of yesterday. Would have to go through confirmation still, but we still have not filled the position of Undersecretary for Land and Minerals Management in USDA, which is a companion position to to Secretary Zinke. So that job hadn't even filled yet.
Why the holdup on all of the appointments?
Nobody seems to know, or at least not the people that I talked to.
Because the one of, I don't want to say Game and Fish. It's
Fish and Wildlife Service.
Fish and Wildlife, did they ever appoint?
There's rumor out that Scott has got that job, but as well as BLM director is going to be Karen Bud Fallon, but nothing.
We'd be
nothing confirmed officially, so yeah. Don't know.
So until that happens, it's difficult or not reasonable to expect that Forest Service would be moving in the same line of direction as BLM until they have that leadership in place?
I think they're anticipating that they're going to be moving in that direction regardless. So,
yeah, okay.
So they're kind of...
I don't know if that was an
accountability. They're talking about it.
Who whipped the horse or what?
Yeah. And that's all I've got to report.
No, thanks, Charles.
Chairman, I have some business, if you'd like.
Yes, ma'am.
First of all, you need to adopt your minutes.
I make the motion.
Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
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 One thing maybe, Mary, to clarify, in the discussion about the BLM travel management, was that not to approve the MOU for cooperating agency status? Is that what we were talking about then? Because the minute said we approved the travel management plan, and we don't have authority.
MOU.
We
okay.
Approved the MOU
okay.
To
okay.
Participate.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll fix that.
Okay.
No, not.
Ideas and report cards.
Thank you for keeping us on track, Mary.
Yeah, well.
Hey, look what I found.
Uh-huh. Slide one through.
Yeah.
Let's hold that one. We'll make Matt finish up. We'll give it to him last.
So, looking ahead to your September calendar.
Yes.
We're scheduled for meetings on the 5th and on the 19th, and our September 19th meeting should be in Big Piney. Do you want to, what do you want to do about breakfast for that day, is my question. Do you want to just cancel it till the next month, because it would be meeting with industry.
I think that happens over here and then drive over.
I think what you should do is we have it at 5:00 in the morning, so we can get even up with us having to get up early.
You're retired. What's it matter?
Well, I do have the day off.
I would think it would just table it that morning.
Table it, okay. That's what we've done.
We've done that.
Did before earlier in the year.
So the 19th is in Piney.
Right, the 19th will be in Piney.
Is it Piney or Marbleton?
Nope,
Piney.
Piney. The next two times we go will be in the Big Piney Town Hall.
Okay.
On the September 5th, it looks like I don't know just how it happened, but I think they've got a meeting of the Force Collaborative that day, Mac, on the 5th.
I don't have it down.
I did have it down, but I saw an email yesterday from Mike Hinn kind of reminding everybody that they're looking at the 5th for the next meeting, and I replied and said we have a commission meeting that day, and I'll look when we get to the agenda for the Force Collaborative. It may be that you or I-1 might want to break out for part of that.
Okay.
Let's kind of keep that in mind anyway.
Okay. because they kind of went on vacation, and now are we picking back up?
Well, yeah, and I think we're through with Jessica. I think she's done her job.
I was going to say Ruckel House is out.
Yeah, Ruckel's house is out, and I think probably our facilitator will be Mike.
Mike, yeah.
Which he does a good job of it.
Yes.
So I don't see any issue there.
So moving along, last week I received an application for a malt beverage permit to be issued to the bench from Marbleton, so that they could be at the fairgrounds for the events that were at the fairgrounds. It was a last minute situation because they had requested a beer wagon from, I think, Teton Distributing, and heard about it like on Tuesday last week. So I went ahead and issued a malt beverage permit for them for 4 days at the fairgrounds for the events that were there. So I need to have you approve.
Do we have a motion?
The permit that I issued.
So moved. Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the malt beverage permit referred to. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. We kept you out of trouble, Mary.
No, I'm keeping you out of trouble, actually.
Did you get the fee?
Yeah, $40. Goes in my budget. And then I have a few other things. I've got a thank you card here from Billy Hamby, our VSO, for the veterans program that we attended last meeting. I also received a check for $816 from Barney Schneider for the hay on the Doyle property, which well covers our taxes that we have there.
How much?
$816. And then I have some documents, and these need to be signed by Andy, but they need to be approved by the board to allow him to sign. So I'll tell you about them, but I won't have you sign anything, I don't believe. Put that one in the bottom. No.
Was there one more thing you need to sign?
Yeah, there is.
I got three bad boys here. So the first document that I have is a cooperative agreement between the Department of Family Services for the CHINS program with the Sublette County Clerk, District Clerk of Court. So CHINS is the Child Support Enforcement. It's the child support program that the district court administers.
Do we have a motion to approve
the CHINS program?
Yeah.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the document for the CHINS program. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried.
Okay, then I have two law enforcement contracts, one for the town of Big Piney, the other for the town of Marbleton. And this is the law enforcement contracts with the sheriff's office.
Remind us when we're going to have that discussion.
I believe we're going to have a discussion with the sheriff's office first.
September.
In September, and then move to the towns.
Okay. Let's make sure we do that, because we've talked about doing that for years, and it's never happened.
Yeah, we haven't done it, so we need to do it.
Do we have a motion to approve the contracts with... Would we say Marbleton?
Marbleton and Big Piney.
And Big Piney.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the law enforcement contracts with the town of Marbleton and Big Piney. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Then the last contract that I have is for emergency detention services with Jackson Hole Community Counseling. This is the Title 25 contract that we have to provide services for our Title 25 folks that go to Jackson and are served up there.
And who is this with?
Jackson Hole Community Counseling.
Community Counseling,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's the same agency that we've had a contract with for a number of years.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Second. Any discussion? Anybody need clarification on what that is about? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion. Opposed? Motion carried.
I'll go ahead and get it
to you now. Okay. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Good.
Thanks.
Here you go. Thank you.
Okay. Continuing saga, huh? He just got served with some more documents on the Winnie lawsuit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And this is declaratory judgment and injunctive relief, so. Maybe we're out.
We don't remit just the current balance.
Let me see. Yeah. Just the current balance. Yeah.
So, once you sign that, then Matt can finish up and sign last.
Okay.
I'll have to question.
You what? Please do.
Yeah.
Tell me if you know what that is.
And then, Mr. Chairman, I've got two Pinedale Airport Board vouchers.
It's scratched out so you can't read it.
They need to have it approved.
It's whatever return and serviceman needs.
Oh, these are airport board vouchers?
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that we take out the
sure.
Treasurer's office pays directly.
Are these people's names that have been crossed out?
Probably.
Yeah. My mother had the test. So one thing I forgot to ask is that I responded to Mary about the Waco meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And I got online and started looking at the itinerary and the agenda. Is it really that imperative that we go?
It's one of the annual meetings of WCCA.
Of WCCA.
Yeah.
Because I didn't quite understand the agenda in terms of
and you're not going.
How important they were.
But part of that depends on, I guess, what WCCA committees are you on?
I'm on the
I'm on health.
I'm on the one with public
lands.
No, not public lands. It's with the county clerks in terms of elections and
elections and political subdivisions or something.
Well, the political this thing with the workman's compensation, that was the big discussion at the last one.
I know the clerks are wanting to meet with the commissioners, and we've been told we can't get on your agenda, so
concerning the election,
yeah,
what you're working with the Secretary of State.
Mm-hmm.
As a board member, do you want me to follow up on that with a phone call to Pete and see Did he say just because the agenda was so set and there wasn't time or what?
I don't know, because I wasn't the one that talked to him. The only thing I do know is that we've got another conference call with Secretary of State's office this week. So once we know better maybe what they're going to do.
I shouldn't be asking you this because I should know, but we have a committee that would fit within.
Yeah.
That it logically would come as a committee recommendation to support the clerk's request to the Secretary of State for funding through the legislature.
Yeah.
Isn't that the answer that needs to happen?
Probably. So, but we got to find out. We got to find out for sure if he's going to help us or not.
Okay. Call me when you know.
I'll know. Yeah.
Because I'm as a member of the WCCA board, I can make a phone call and see if we can figure out a place to.
But I think we've got
to bring
some other,
that issue.
But
up.
I also think we've got some other issues that I don't know. I can't remember what it all is.
Okay. Well, get a hold of me when you find out. But the Waco meeting is the one time in a year when all the state electeds, the clerks, the treasurers, the assessors, the sheriffs, they have sometimes their own meeting, but there's usually somebody there from the Sheriff's Association.
Yeah.
And Waco has, they have a policy, they adopt policies, and if they have new issues that come up, it comes before the WCCA, the clerks, the treasurers, and if there's things that all county officials need to be united on, that's the basic purpose of Waco.
I have no problems.
Gary has served as chairman of it. And it's pretty interesting. I usually attend them. I don't know that I've ever missed one, but
yeah.
Usually go.
Will we go in the new Suburban? Or?
We will.
Good.
We're going to buy a new Suburban when we get there.
No, we're not.
Come on. We'll be in Cheyenne. The shopping will be great.
No, we're not. I guarantee it. I'm not voting.
I thought you were in on buying that one. On
I'm in on buying it, but it's got to be bought here in Cibola County. It can't be bought outside the county. I got in trouble on the last one. She's still mad about that. And I got no help from the chairman of the board.
Of course.
Didn't tell me.
He did. It was a learning lesson.
Didn't tell me there was a 10% discount for locals or whatever that is. And it was, what, $20?
That's the idea.
Yeah, I understand. And,
Do you have anything else for us, Mary?
I don't believe so. As far as Waco is concerned, I can take care of filling out your registrations, but I need to know if you want to attend any of those Tuesday trainings, because they have two workshops.
You did get my note that I'm not playing.
Yeah, and I got your note.
My question is we're going to have to almost leave on Monday.
Yeah, if we're going to do a Tuesday
if
thing.
We're going to do
does
a
any,
because
is
the
Roxana
kickoff is Tuesday
or
night.
Janice, any... Are you, anybody, are doing those Tuesday trainings?
Are you going Tuesday?
I don't believe so. I'm leaving. I was planning to leave Tuesday for Wednesday.
Yeah.
Well, if none of us feel the need to do that, we could still all go Tuesday in the Suburban. And
yeah.
I guess there's room depending on how many's going. Was Roxana going?
Roxana's going, but she's taking her own car.
All the way?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Tom's driving?
Maybe. Okay. Well, if you get an opportunity to look at those workshops, if you're having any big burn to do that, we could go.
I haven't looked at them yet.
One's about cybersecurity, and the other one is working with the legislature.
Hmm.
I don't know.
You could sign up for an afternoon one. We could leave Tuesday morning. Otherwise, I'll sign you up and pay for the registrations, so.
Okay.
Okay.
I got a note here handed to me just an hour ago from Tyler Wilson. And it says, I would like to ask of you if there is any way we could get moose signs at Paul Hagenstein's and County Shop Bench Roads we need so bad. I did notice this morning the highway department had one of those flashing signs out there, said beware of moose, right in that area somewhere. So
where is that?
You know, well, down by the county shop.
The county shop.
Oh, okay, sure.
So
we got three more this week.
I don't know. Apparently the YDOT is.
I think YDOT's addressing it.
It is addressing it.
They're cutting the trees
to some extent. So I don't know. I can pass this on to Dan, I guess. But it looks like they're already addressing it. So anything else? Anybody have anything else? Are we ready to adjourn for lunch, I guess?
I don't.
Mary?
Personally, can I just say the meeting that the Rural Healthcare Board is supporting on the 7th, 8th, and 9th, I think you folks have all got invitations to it. And I think it's crucial that at least one of you is there, and more if possible. Because if this doesn't fly, we're not going to have a hospital. That's my personal opinion.
I know I can't be there because I've got to be gone on county business to on the payment in lieu of taxes, fly in D.C. during that week.
I'm looking at you.
I know you are. The invitation I got, the way it was presented, was we want you there all 3 days or don't come.
That was wrong.
I'm just saying I read the invitation.
I got the same thing, and that's been discussed, and
nobody's notified me that that was wrong. That was a letter that we got from the chairman.
I know, I got the same letter.
Yeah.
You hear that a lot.
Yeah.
That was wrong.
Oh.
Because we have a board meeting that week. I have other obligations. There's no way I can go to a 3-day conference. Understand.
It's hard for all of us to, but anything right. You can come to is worth it.
Okay. Look at them.
I'm looking at them.
Shut
his eyes.
No, I understand. I appreciate you reminding us.
That's what I'm doing, is just reminding you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Maxine.
Janice, do you have anything further for us?
Oh, I just was going to, if I may, elaborate a little bit on some of the things I heard.
Please do.
So, I would just like to first make it clear that the oil and gas companies are a self-reporting tax, so there probably is some value in audits. Unfortunately, that position is delegated to the state of Wyoming. Whether he can get his foot in the door or not, I don't know. But I also, you know, we talked about the only looking for revenue, and obviously the county is in a position that we are trying to look for revenue, but there's just an equity issue, and I feel concerned also about a commission when we know, I don't know, I just feel like there's an ethical issue with hiring someone on a commission to only look for revenue. It just doesn't seem equitable to the taxpayers, and you pointed out that you feel like they pay 95% to 96% already. It is a self-reporting system. It's not like there's an unbiased party setting that value. They're sort of setting their own value, so there is some merit in an audit. But at the same time, if you're paying someone a commission to only look for increases, it seems like doesn't seem equitable to the taxpayers. And as a representative of the taxpayer, I feel like I really need to tell you that. I don't feel it's equitable. If we're gonna do audits, they should be equitable. And then you open up the door for negatives. So
if we went forward with this, we would have the authority to direct him to look at both sides of the issue.
And then you may find yourself in trouble that way too.
Well,
it is concerning.
The thing that the commission thing I've got kind of an issue with, because if we're doing something that 70% of the benefit's going to benefit the state, it seems like they should be participating in,
right,
and forking over the commission.
At a very minimum, that school foundation is 12 mils, just like the county's.
Sure, sure. And so I think there's discussion there to be had with Department of Audit, Department of Revenue, you know, everybody across the board, Mary.
Mr. Chairman, we've done this before. We had independent auditors years ago, and that was at the point in time when there were the Department of Revenue and Department of Audit both were severely understaffed, and auditing wasn't getting done, or auditing was taking years to do. We've been there, done that, and we really didn't discover much of anything at the end of the day with that. And the proposal you have in front of me is pretty lucrative for him. And we are only 12, I don't know where they're getting 16 at, I can't figure that out. Unless they're throwing
16% of the mill, 12 is 16% of the entire mill levy.
Oh, maybe that's what he means. But we're paying 60 some mills of tax, us taxpayers, and we're going to bear the brunt of the cost of the audit for all of those 60 some.
The way it's set
mills.
Up.
Yeah, we're gonna we're gonna take that whole cost, and we should. There's a number of issues with. We should have partners. The school should partner with us. I know that at one point in time, Sublette County approached the superintendent of public instruction and said, hey, we are going to audit, and you know, you need to participate because this also affects your school funds. It's severance as well as ad valorem. And the state of Wyoming walked away from us and then sued us.
Right, and that's
so.
It's back in the Exxon days.
Yep.
And well, welcome to the other side of the curtain.
Yeah.
Well, so, the other comment, I was trying to comment on his first proposal where we pay him $35,000 and then 10% of what he collects, which is 10% of our 16%.
Yeah.
Which basically is 5/8 of the money we would get. What I didn't understand, and Janice, maybe you can correct me or help me out, I didn't want to get into it for the sake of time, but his third proposal was even more outrageous in terms of seeking just a flat 30% commission.
Yeah.
While, you know, pay you 30% of what we get 16%, it's like taking tires for free and then having to pay $5 to get rid of them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The other thing is, too, is that if you look statewide, nobody's auditing anymore. It was popular back when the state was understaffed, but counties are not auditing taxpayers anymore like was fashionable 20 years ago. You know, so.
There may be a huge benefit. I don't know the answer to that, but if there's that big of a benefit, you would think they would expand the Department of Audit.
That was my very
point,
Janice.
And that
point,
seems like
Janice.
The appropriate approach to me.
If
the legislature has to fund that.
If there's that much being unappropriated, we should be talking to the legislature to get more money to the Department of Audit, to hire more auditors, to get it properly paid.
I think we're in a situation where we can watch Sweetwater County.
See what happens.
See what happens.
The other two counties, he made reference.
I think he was
counties.
Lincoln. Talking
he's
about
headed,
Lincoln, but you haven't heard anything.
Yeah, he's headed to Lincoln this afternoon.
Okay.
So that's, you know, because when we talked to him initially, we suggested a Southwest Wyoming approach.
I don't have a
approach problem
with watching Sweetwater County and what happens, evolves with that.
Well, we'll adjourn till after lunch. Thanks, Janice.
Thank you, Janice.
Oh, damn.